She's a dancing machine.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is co-host Sandy Williams, as always, on Fridays. Hey, Sandy, were you ever considered a dancing machine?
I won't really answer that, but I suspect there was some talent. There was some talent in that regard.
But anyway, I wanted to go back.
You were saying before the break, and I was
going. That's what I was going to.
You thought the tax code was maybe written by
No, I'm not saying that it's written by politicians, but politicians are determining when. Who determines when it's time to change the tax code?
Well, let me say the tax code is like a candy shop for K Street.
Okay.
The tax code, you know, if you have a special interest and they're interested in getting some kind of financial benefit, the place to go, the candy shop for that kind of benefit is the tax code. So whenever there is a massive revision of the tax code, there are all kinds of people who have secured advantages in the tax code, the people who've gotten special depreciation, the oil depletion allowance, there's special tax credits for certain kinds of investments. There's depletion allowances for people who have grapevines for wineries. I mean, you wouldn't believe it. If you go into the tax code and start evaluating everything that's in there, you realize you can just immediately identify who the special interest is that carried the weight for that. And when they started talking about a flat tax, of course, there were all kinds of people lined up saying, whoa, wait a minute. And some of them were, you know, like charitable organizations who didn't want to lose the charitable deduction and home mortgage deductions. People said, wait a minute, I own a house. I don't want to lose the deduction from my mortgage. That was part of my planning. So those are kind of upfront, clearly identified special interests, big special interests. But the tax code is filled with that kind of stuff. And quite frankly, economists hate special things in the tax code. As far as the economist is concerned, the tax ought to just be a levelized number that everyone understands and pays, and there is no special incentive built into it. Let the economy and the marketplace provide any incentives that are necessary.
So, Sandy, we, the average American, have no control, don't know when tax codes are being changed, have no, it's as if we have no dog in the hunt.
We do know, except that it's always talked about in the broadest kind of terms. Okay. So, you know, when tax cuts or tax increases are talked about, it's so broad, they don't even tell you what the dollar amount is going to be next year. They use decade-long increments, and they tell us that we're getting Trump announced a tax cut of $1 trillion. Well, that was $1 trillion over 10 years. And how was the tax cut applied? Who got the tax cuts and who didn't? It was complicated. And so, they tell us. It's just that it's complicated.
Well, for instance, Sandy, you always, you know, talk about, and rightly so, how this nation needs to do what it can to make things a little better for children and for families and those types of things. We don't see. I remember when there was a what was it called, where you can write off. I mean, the more children you have, tax credits you would get.
Yeah, tax credit. Well, you know, the tax credit was something. The government on both sides loves giving people presents that can be counted and put in your wallet.
Right.
and instead
Which
of providing,
people, okay, go ahead.
People want that. Okay.
Yes.
Of course they want that, because if you give someone a tax credit for children and it's dollars, and whereas it was argued and debated because it would be used for child daycare, it doesn't need to be used for child daycare. And in fact, the problem is that the people who are really strapped for money and who receive extra money, and whereas the government thought it would be used for child daycare, maybe it has to be used to pay the electric bill to keep the lights on.
Right.
And so, you know, the government would really do better to provide actual programs like most of the countries do. So you have daycare programs provided by school districts, for instance, and that gets funded and subsidized by the federal government. Then the federal government would be certain the money it's spending is spent for daycare. But politicians love to tell people that they're simply going to get money in their pocket.
You know, Sandy, we
used to be a chicken. Used to be a chicken in every pot. Yeah. When Roosevelt was talking about it, they made a joke about a chicken in every pot. Now they're talking about really a dollar in every wallet.
You know, Sandy, I remember when in this country, not so long ago, they had early childhood education, and there were a lot of places that that the government helped fund where there was this early childhood education, and they took that away. And you can see, Sandy, kind of a slide happening in education once they did that. And maybe people don't remember that, Sandy, but I do.
Well, there are studies, scientifically run, well-documented surveys that have demonstrated that children who have preschool education do far better throughout their scholastic career than children who don't. You know, it's actually it actually makes a life difference for children to be to receive preschool education.
And that was taken away because it was said that we couldn't afford it. I never will forget it.
Well, I know we can't afford it because we've got to build another battleship. we've got money. We've got important places to spend that money. $1 trillion in Afghanistan.
Yeah, you know, Sandy, all of these things, and I see the caller. We'll come to you after we come back from the break. But Sandy, if you see these things and it becomes so frustrating because you know some of these things we're dealing with in this country can be repaired, right? I mean, we don't have to keep going down this slope that we're going down, Sandy. If people would just stop and bring pressure to our government, as Tom always says, we the people are the government. And really bring pressure to our government, we can bring these things back again, right?
Yeah, I mean, our government process ought to be more like the dinner table where the family talks about whether they can afford to buy the car, you know, or whether they can afford to buy Johnny whatever he wants. You know, they say, well, we can't do that because, you know, we've got to pay the electric bill, or we've got to send you to college. We can't buy you a car, Johnny, because we're saving for your college education. We ought to be doing that so that we could pit the $1 trillion in Afghanistan against child daycare.
All right, got to go to a break. It's Friday. It means Fridays with Sandy Williams. He's my co-host as always. We'll be back. We'll come to the phone lines after the break. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.